It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The federal government has ordered the city of Baltimore to pay back $3.7 million of federal stimulus money intended to reduce homelessness. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says the city failed to properly account for the funds it spent. Luke Broadwater, City Hall reporter for the Baltimore Sun, reported the story. We spoke yesterday.
So in 2009, President Barack Obama authorized the stimulus plan, and part of that plan was to disseminate about $1.5 billion for homeless prevention and intervention efforts. $9.5 million went to Baltimore, who then disseminated it to various subcontractors or nonprofits, and they used the money from there to try to prevent people from becoming homeless and get homeless people out of being homeless.
So what is the city alleged to have done wrong?
Basically, it's poor oversight. What the feds are saying is that a lot of the paperwork, a lot of the accounting for who was supposed to get this money and who was eligible to get this money wasn't done.
Is the problem that the city didn't document where the funds were going, or that the subcontractors didn't keep track of it?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. So the city says, look, the subcontractors were the ones who were actually disseminating this money and providing the services to the homeless. So it was really up to them to make sure that every single person who was getting these services was eligible to get them. The subcontractors are saying, hey, the feds rushed out this program. They gave us the money. They told us help people immediately. They gave us very little instruction. We helped a lot of people with this money, and now they're coming back years later and trying to get the money back, and they don't think it's fair.
And yet the city had set aside in its budget $7 million in case they did have to repay a big part of this grant, correct?
That's right. So initially, about a year and a half ago, the feds came to the city and said, hey, we gave you guys $9.5 million. We did an audit. We don't think you can account for how all this money was spent. Please explain to us how all the money was spent. The city and the federal government have been going back and forth for a year and a half, and they brought that money down from $9.5 million to $3.7 million. So the city's budget office, in anticipation that they would have to repay something, set aside $7 million of taxpayer money from the general fund for this very purpose.
That's Luke Broadwater, reporter for the Baltimore Sun, here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about the federal government ordering Baltimore to repay a part of a grant for the homeless. So the 3.7, is it going to come out of future money meant for homelessness?
No, it's going to come out of the city's budget, the general fund. That's the money that comes in from tax dollars. So it's not directly going to affect or hurt homeless services. It's money that the budget director set aside in anticipation of this very expense. What may hurt homeless services is this, I guess you could say, negative publicity. And a lot of the organizations are upset about that. They feel like they did a great job with this money. They helped a lot of people. And now the federal government is coming back and criticizing them because not every single document was done to their specifications.
Specifications which they say weren't all that clear. But when you talk about negative publicity, do you mean that this might affect future grant funding, or do the organizations feel it will hurt them in their fundraising with the public?
Yeah, so I think a bit of both. Look, these people have to work with HUD frequently. They have to work with the city frequently. A lot of their money comes from grants and comes from charitable donations. And if they are out there in a HUD audit as saying basically they can't be trusted to use the money responsibly or as instructed, that's not good for their organizations. So quite a few, I've been on the phone with these people all afternoon. There's about 18 companies affected here, 18 nonprofits. And to a man and woman, they are really displeased with this audit. Now, from the federal government's perspective, they want to make sure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, and they want to make sure that every single person who got this money was a person who was supposed to get it, and that no money was misused. So you can understand their perspective and their vigilance in checking every single dollar and asking for money back if you can't account for it. At the same time, though, I do think it's important that people not lose perspective of all the people this money helped. So, like, I just talked to St. Vincent de Paul. They had more than 100 homeless people that they've put in permanent housing because of these grants. And yes, St. Vincent de Paul didn't ask a specific question that HUD wanted them to ask of people, so they're having to pay back $550,000. But they say every single one of these guys and women were poor indigenous people in the street who we helped. So let's not lose perspective on some of the good that happened because of this money.
In terms of tax money being well spent, what about other cities that got these kinds of homelessness grants?
Yeah, that's a good point. So in HUD's review of these grants across the country, Baltimore is not unique in terms of receiving a critical audit. New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Las Vegas, New Orleans, the list goes on and on, have all received audits like this from HUD questioning their expenses. So this is a national issue that's affecting people all across the country.
You mentioned you described a sort of a negotiation between Baltimore and the federal government about how much should be repaid. Can Baltimore appeal this decision?
So my understanding is that the city has accepted this. They have the money to pay it. They plan to pay it. In the beginning, they objected to the $9.5 million. What HUD did is they went through with each of these nonprofits and they took a sample of 20% of their files. And if 20% looked perfect, they gave them a clean bill of health and there was no money that had to be repaid in connection with that firm. If there was a problem with any of the documents in the 20%, they did a further review and then asked for refunded money.
Luke, thank you for walking us through this.
Thanks for having me.
Luke Broadwater is City Hall reporter for the Baltimore Sun. We have links to his reporting on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, transgender rights debated in the General Assembly. Stay with us on 88.1.